The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 9, 1976, in Tehran, Iran.
Even to the modern scientists, one proposal, egg proposal. Can you explain?
That if the scientists are so expert at and they should be able to back up their claim of life coming from chemicals, then why can't they produce an egg that which will give life? They can take some chemicals and make the white, and then take some little colouring to make it yellow inside, and wrap it up in some modern synthetic casing, and then put it in an incubator and let it produce life.
What is the difference? Resistance is proposed that life comes from chemical. So take a small egg and analyze, find out the chemical. Same chemicals combined together and bring life. Why? What is the answer? He is for the modern scientist. He represents them.
And the scientist is going to sit on those eggs? The scientist will sit on the eggs?
The scientist may not be. They are putting in the incubator, putting so many chickens. So why the egg is taken from the chicken? Why not manufacture and produce hundreds and thousands of chickens? Chemical. First of all, begin with chicken, then in other.
See, they are working on this.
Rascal, working, it is already being done. So what is your credit? We are working. You may work on, but what is your credit? Suppose if you become successful, what is your credit? It is already being done by the chicken. Why should you take the laureate title, doctor, such and such? Give it to the chicken. What they can do? Can they produce a seed of this? Just like one seed produce so many things. Bijo hamsaro bhutana. Where is your credit? As soon as it is nationalized, nobody will know. In 1950, 25 or 26 years ago, I went to Madras, Govindamar, and there is a bus stop in front of the temple. So every bus was making some sound. Oh! But when nothing was properly oiled, the machine is going to hell. But it is managed by the government. characterize as government management. Nobody wants.
Impersonal.
Nobody wants. So long as there is proprietorship, the proprietor takes care. Then my machine will go bad if I don't take care. But who cares for that? That's showing that so much oil purchased. Who is going to check it? People have become dishonest on account of godlessness. Everyone is dishonest. He is dishonest to himself. Doesn't take care of the body properly. Therefore, you cannot expect good qualities of the human society without injecting God consciousness. Mass of people among themselves. Do they fight very much among themselves?
Not so much. They are not as peaceful as Indians.
Huh?
They are not as peaceful as Indians. Mm-hmm. They are not as pious as Indians.
I cannot be. In India still you will find hundreds and thousands of men are going to take bath in the Ganges in the morning. They might have only one cloth and one napkin. Still they will take twice bath. Napkins and you change the cloth and wash it and spread it on the ground. By the time he finishes his bathing, the cloth is dry. That is India's advantage. And he puts on fresh cloth. And the napkin is also dry. And he becomes depressed. And in his lota, he will take some water from the Ganges and he will go home. In Vrindavan, he will find many thousands. In the morning, his lota will go out, evacuate somewhere, and then wash hands, mouth, with cloth, take bathing in the Ganges and Yamuna. Now they are polluting the Jamuna water and all. In Vrindavan, government is opening oil refinery. And people are being encouraged. These are new temples. Everywhere people are being degraded. They have no tendency to become purified, God conscious, honest, because they do not believe in the next man. garden belong to the palace? No.
So it is so-called belongs to the people, to the government. But here palace has a lot of influence.
Yes, the king must have the influence.
They're just looking. From the amount of cleaners that's been passed, this should be the cleanest spot in the whole park by now.
Pushtu language, Pushtu.
Pushtu.
This language resembles language. The Irani language.
Yes.
They are cleaning the garden. Nobody has created anything. God has created for His pleasure. Everything is God's property, and they have that unfavorable situation, my brother. Now here we are sitting, it is all right, there is no trouble. And if I say it is my property, and you say it is your property, then there is trouble. Then there is immigration department, why you are coming here? Then the dogs barking, yo. This is going on as siblings. First of all, they claim God's property falsely, their own, and they create a situation. And for this purpose, the whole world is working. How to create a bad situation? A proprietorship right on God's property. Then.
The other day by the king that all the forests and natural resources were made by God. No man could make these things. So therefore
the king
said that.
But that's a fact.
But his conclusion was not correct. He said therefore these things are owned by the government, which represents the people. He didn't understand.
It belongs to God, and this is accepted. And God, and everyone is God's son. Therefore, as the son can enjoy the father's property, they can enjoy, but they cannot claim proprietors. As directed by the father, one can enjoy the father's property. But he cannot claim that it is his property. This is the correct one. And the king is supposed to be representative of God to see that things are rightly going. Nobody is unnecessarily claiming proprietors. He should remind that it is God's property. You can utilize it as far as you need. You don't take more. Whatever you need, you take. But you cannot take more. That the birds and bees, they are living. They do not make stock. They need to eat something, they will eat some fruit, then they will die. When they are hungry, they will go another tree. They never claim that this is my tree, this is my food. This is natural. If you put a bag of rice here, the birds will come. They will eat some grains and well. That is, man will go and try to stalk something and take more.
But they say that that's intelligence, to make preparation for the future.
To steal God's property is certainly intelligence, very good intelligence. They must suffer, must be punished for this intelligence. They must be punished. So they want to hear this.
Their idea is that God may have made everything, but now it's for us to divide up and enjoy between us. God may have made everything, but now he has no connection with it now. It's for it's,
why?
It's
he has made and he has no connection.
That's their own.
What is his aspect here? He has made everything and he has no connection.
No, that he gives up the connection.
Why he gives up? He has made for his enjoyment. Why should he give up?
Well, they say that he's made for our enjoyment.
No.
And it's for us to divide and enjoy.
You are everything is done by somebody. Suppose if you organize one business, that is for your enjoyment. God has created anything that is for His. But you are sons of God, you can enjoy the property of the Father as far as you require. Not more than, you cannot take more than. Then other sons will claim and they will fight. You leave, you are son of God, you leave at the expense of God. God has sufficient supply. But don't try to take more and stalk. That is for you. You eat, you live very nicely. There is no provision, but you cannot take more than what you require. This is Bhagavad communion. If you take more, you will be punished. Krishna comes. Tena taktena hundita. The Indians are trained up like that. He is happy in whatever condition of life he is blessed. He doesn't protest. Any Indian villager will say, God has given me this position, that's all right. Therefore, the modern man is complaining that in India this God consciousness has made them lethargic. They do not do, they believe on the destiny only. Actually they do. Therefore from the very beginning you will find so nice philosophy, literature, but you won't find the modernized economic development. Big, big house, big, big roads, no. There is no such a thing.
They're not interested in increasing the unnecessary items.
That's why. If there is already sufficient supply of my necessity supply, why shall I waste my time? They knew how to utilize that.
One argument that people sometimes give when we say that the world was created for His pleasure. They say that God...
I shall go and I said... It is sunny.
think the earth is very damp.
Damp?
If you sit on it, it becomes wet.
We sit on another bench.
Yes. Just
very
wet. So the part belongs to government or the king. So you can come, sit down here, and yeah. Why should you claim it? Proprietors? Then there is trouble. Otherwise, it is kept very nicely. You come, sit down, enjoy the atmosphere. Everyone has got the right. But why should you claim proprietors unnecessarily and create trouble? Because you are allowed to sit down here, if you say, I am now from henceforward, I am the proprietor. Then others will go, then I am the proprietor. Then why you are coming here? Why go? Then there is trouble.
They say that God has no need to enjoy.
Huh?
They say God has no need to enjoy.
The beating with his shoes on his face. Because he has created and he has no need to enjoy. Why he has created? He is your father's servant, it is created for you. He has created for his enjoyment. That is the tendency everywhere. I create something for my enjoyment. But I can allow others to enjoy also with me. There is another thing. How can you say that God has simply created for your enjoyment? What is his claim? Is there any practical example in the world that somebody creates something for others? Is there any example? Why do you claim in this way, which is unusual? What is the ground of your this rascal philosophy? Where from you get this idea? That I create something for somebody else? I create for myself, for my enjoyment. But I can allow you to enjoy with me. There is another thing. A father creates family for his own enjoyment. Wife, children, he wants enjoyment. Society, family. Therefore he takes the risk of maintaining so many people. He feels some enjoyment, therefore he takes the risk. Otherwise he has no business. Why should he create unnecessary trouble? To maintain family, maintain wife, children, and society. The principle is, if you create something, it is created for your personal enjoyment. But I can allow my sons, my wife, my family members to enjoy with me. But the basic principle is for my enjoyment. This is natural. Where do you get this philosophy? What do you say? That God cannot enjoy.
He doesn't need to enjoy.
Why?
They say because he's not like human beings.
Because he's not like a human being, therefore he cannot enjoy. There are so many animals, they're not like human beings. Why they enjoy sex? Can you forbid him that you are not like human beings? You cannot enjoy sex. These are nonsense philosophy. Because they do not know what is God, what he is, what is his position, relations. Therefore these nonsense things are said.
They think that God is their servant.
Huh?
They think that God is their servant.
Because there is no more God. God cannot be servant of anyone. God is master. As soon as you become servant, he is no more God. Then you are God. Then you do not know what is the meaning of God. Therefore you are a rascal. You do not know the meaning of God and you are trying to explain God. Therefore you are a rascal. not big, and the in the present moment, rascals are living in human society. No sane man, only rascals. Their philosophy, their science, their politics, their sociology, because they are guided by the rascals, everything is bad.
Because they are the biggest cheaters, so everyone becomes cheater.
Yes. There is no check. Therefore, people remain duskriti, no, sinful, murha, rascal. Best of the men, naradhama. And their so-called education has no value, there is no real knowledge. Therefore, they suffer. Why? The government keeps police department to check these sinful activities. But they do not know how the sinful activities are allowed to continue sinful activities.
Usually they judge everything on the basis of what is good for humanity. What is good?
They do not know anything because they are uneducated rascals. What do they know? What is good for human?
Whatever gives pleasure to the greatest number.
Pleasure. But that is child. Is a child also feels pleasure with something. But it is the duty of the parents to train him to the right point of view. The child takes pleasure playing the whole day, but the father does not allow. If you leave, then let the child seek his own pleasure, then you are spoiling it. Then there is no need of becoming your father, guardian. Let him be spoiled by physical pleasure. There's no need of training, schooling, college. There's no need. In my childhood, I was not willing to go to the school. My mother, forced by force, she used to. My father was brilliant. And my mother kept a special man, Jamala, that your duty is taken by force to the school. Yes. So my mother would complain that your boy did not go to school. Oh, you did not go to school? And I was sure he was very upset. Why? No, I shall go tomorrow. Then, for all right, he'll go tomorrow, that's all right. But that tomorrow will never come. This is my practice, right? My mother taught me. So I thought, this pleasure, why should I go to school? Let me play all day. But it is the duty of the guardian to see that this is not pleasure, that is spoiling. A child may think something pleasure, but the guardian should not think that this is pleasure, this is spoiling. Otherwise, why the guardians are required? Why government is needed? Why king is needed? Why father is needed? Why guru is needed? Just to guide. Therefore, whatever you think whimsically, it is pleasure. The guru, the father, the king, the government, they should die. No, it is not pleasure. It is winning. You should take like this. If the guru and father and the government, they are themselves rascals and fools, how they will die? And that is it. General public, they require guidance. But the guides themselves are rascals and fools. Cheaters, brahmas. Therefore, the condition, social condition. He says in English?
No.
You shall go now?
No. Wherever you
half a seven.
Huh?
Half a seven.
Well, I have not been nice.
Because the leaders, they are thieves. They are taking the most, and then they
have become thieves because their guidance did not care for them. This is going on parampara. The parampara is the God's instruction should be distinct, even parampara. But there is no followers of God's instruction. Therefore, the fools, rascals, parampara is going. The father is a rogue and the son is rogue. The grandson is a rogue. What is wrong? The parampara is wrong. And if they follow God's parampara, then everything is all right. This is the beginning. Imam Vivasati Yugam Pratamanaham. I say that is perfect. God is all perfect. He is speaking. Now you follow that speaking, then you become perfect. And if you follow Satan, then you become no thief. The difficulty is they are not following the words of God. And religion means the words of God. It doesn't matter what kind of religion it is. If they actually follow the words of God, they become good. Just like in the Ten Commandments, the good instructions are there. So, what is wrong there? You follow, you become a good man. Similarly, in Quran also, there are good instructions. You follow, you become a good man. After all, religion means to try to understand God. See, if you sincerely want to understand God and follow the instructions, any religion, it doesn't matter. You become a good man. Comparatively, according to the time, circumstances, maybe. Just like, who told me, you told me, they cut throat of the lamb. They reach and support that the blood goes to the Mecca side. Still there is sense of God. Sense of God. Similarly, if you follow strictly the words of God, so everything is all right.
But Srila Prabhupada, nowadays, when people follow this so-called religion,
No, we are talking of religion, not so-called religion. So-called religion is foolish. That is not religion.
Then it is very difficult to find out what is real religion.
why the original and the New York scripture you can see?
Then they will interpret.
No, that is wrong. You cannot interpret. You cannot change by resolution. That is not.
Then they must have someone to tell them. Then they must have an authority.
Right, it is already there, just like in the Bible.
A spiritual master, I mean. They must have the person.
Yes, spiritual master, yes. Must be there. That is Vedic injunction. Sadvijnanatham sa guru meva abhijachet. That I have already expressed. Spiritual master, good father, good king, good teacher, they are required. That is defect. There is no guru, there is no spiritual master, there is no nice king, or nice father in all society.